This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Pastor David Youngi Cho passes away. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The pastor of the largest church in the world is now worshiping Jesus from the throne room of heaven. Pastor David Youngi Cho was born into a Buddhist family in 1936 and lived during the Korean War. When David was 17, he contracted tuberculosis and was told that he would not survive. He gave his life to Christ and then miraculously recovered. On his church's website, he commented about his recovery that, "I will never forget God's blessing and grace over my life, through which he chose me to be his servant when I was just an insignificant child with lung disease, and he saved me by his grace through the atonement of the cross of Jesus Christ, so that through prayer I might receive wisdom and preach by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit wherever he placed me." Cho pursued his call to the ministry and graduated from Full Gospel College in 1956. 2 years later, he started his Seoul, South Korea-based church in a tent, which later became established as Yoido Full Gospel Church, which eventually became the largest church in the world, with more than 750,000 members. South Korea has greatly been affected by the gospel and through Pastor Youngi Cho's ministry. It has led to Korea becoming the largest per capita sender of missionaries in the world. The church that he started now has more than 500 church locations across South Korea. Cho's wife passed away in February of 2021. And he was receiving treatment for a brain hemorrhage that he suffered in 2020. Pastor Cho was quoted about his ministry saying, "All I did was offer my life, just like the boy who gave the 5 loaves and 2 fish. I simply held on to the dreams that the Lord gave me, and it was he who grew Yoido Full Gospel Church to 750,000 members to become the world's largest church." Pastor David Youngi Cho surely heard these words as he entered into heaven. "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.